Tonight, we're looking at what I call priority slaves. Priority slaves. In Matthew chapter 6, I begin to read from verse 31. Matthew chapter 6, from verse 31. Priority slaves. And you do well to listen carefully. Matthew chapter 6, verse 31. Therefore, take no thought saying, what shall we eat or what shall we drink? Or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For after all these things do the Gentiles seek. For your heavenly Father knoweth that ye have need of all these things. But seek ye first. Seek ye first. Not second. Not third. Not fourth. Not fifth. First. The kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things, clothes, raiment, money, food, say, shall be automatic addition. Seek ye first. In the book of Isaiah, chapter 28, verse 10. Isaiah 28, verse 10. Isaiah 28:10. If you are there, say yes. It says, for precept must be upon precept. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Line upon line. Here a little. And there a little. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. There a little. Here a little. God is a God of priority. What do we mean by priority? Priority means first things first. Priority means earlier in time or occurrence. Priority means preceding in order, preceding in rank, preceding in privilege. Priority means giving something a special attention. Priority means first in order of importance or urgency. Priority means preference, rank, superiority, or urgency. Priority. Something is lacking in the lives of so many Christians today. Has the inability or unwillingness to set right priorities for their lives. Most of us will react instead of acting. We do our best to react when things begin to happen. Instead of being a proactive Christian, but because of lack of setting proper priorities, there is trouble. Many Christians don't sometimes go into serious prayers until there is a problem that pushes them into it. They do not see the prayer as priority until something happens that pushes them into that prayer arena. Some do not recognize the importance of what they have until it's been taken away. One question you must ask yourself tonight before you leave this place and before we begin to pray. What are the priorities in my own life? Am I a slave of priority? As you are sitting down right now, what's the most important thing to you as you are sitting down there? And sometimes it's easy to answer the question if you can tell us what you spend most of your time doing. Many people have set their priorities on just necessities of life, necessities of life, necessities of life. They completely neglect the necessity of preparing for their eternity. Forgetting that no matter how long you stay here, you will leave this place one day. Even if you live to be 100 years old, 150 years old, you'll probably become a burden to some other people. So everybody will live at one time or the other. then eternity begins. Eternity has no ending. And one day in the sight of God is what we call 1,000 years. Yeah. So you should understand this. So many pursue those necessities. I must eat, I must drink, I must do this. And they neglect that eternity. Not knowing that neglect of eternity will affect this other one too. Priorities. I remember the story of that old woman. There was nobody at home, but she needed somebody to be talking to. So she bought a parrot. And those of you who know about parrots, you know parrots will talk a lot. But when Madame brought the parrot home, she found that the parrot was not talking. Hee! Parrot! Parrot will not answer. Say glory! Parrot does not answer. She went back to where she bought the parrot. And said, this parrot is not talking. All parrots are talkative. This one is not talking. The man said, okay. Is there any mirror inside its cage? No mirror. Oh, I say, parrots love mirror. You just put this small mirror there. When she sees herself in the mirror, she'll be talking to the other parrot. She'll think there's another parrot inside the mirror. So she sold a small mirror to Madame. Madame took the mirror home, put it in the cage. The parrot was looking at the mirror, was not talking. Madame went back. Said, there is mirror inside the cage. The parrot is still not talking. The man said, does the parrot have a swing? Like a swing, I will be swinging it back and forth inside the cage. And Madame said, there is no swing inside the cage. She sold the swing to the Madame. Madame went, attached a swing inside the cage. The parrot was just looking at the swing. The parrot did not talk again. She went back. Said, there is a swing. The parrot is still not talking. The man said, okay, is there a small ladder inside the cage? Because if the parrot is climbing up and down the ladder, the parrot will be happy and will be chatting away. The woman said, there is no ladder. She sold the woman a small ladder. The woman went home and installed the ladder. The parrot was just looking at the ladder. He was not interested. Next day, the woman was very sad that the parrot just died. She went in anger back to the man who sold the parrot to her. And the parrot is dead. The man said, okay, before that parrot died, did the parrot say anything to you at all? I said, yes. So before the parrot died, the parrot spoke to me in a weak voice. Say, excuse me, ma. Where you are buying ladder swing, is there no food? And the parrot died. The priority, which is to feed the parrot. Madame did not buy parrot food. And she wants the parrot to be talking and be singing. That is how some people get their priorities all mixed up. And putting the cat before the horse. And then we wonder what goes wrong. Many Christians have their priorities all mixed up. If we say, next week, we want to study about the terribleness of hellfire and the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ, you can be sure that this place will be scanty. Scanty. But if I say, beginning from Monday, the Lord wants to make 200 billionaires for those who can just come here and pray for 1 hour every evening, those who don't come to Mountain of Fire at all, they'll be here. We mix our priorities up, and it's a serious matter. Sometimes the burdens we carry in our heart are not prioritized. We carry a burden that is not a priority to carry. So bottom line is this. Plenty of churchgoers are priority slaves. God is not interested in leftovers. God wants you to give the best. First fruits. The best. So if you don't set your priorities life in your life, you find yourself focusing on what is not important. And it will be a tragedy if at the end of your life, you look behind and you find that you had wasted it. And a lot of lives are wasted like that day and night. So you are 17, you are 18, you are 19. You're already going about with the boyfriends and aborting. You're already wasting your destiny little by little. So that's the journey of wastage. You have no priority. So by the time you discover that you are now old and you look back, you find that you just wasted life. I'm praying for somebody here. You know, there is a department in the spirit realm where we call the department of wasters. In fact, the Almighty says, I brought body wasters to waste. So if you submit yourself to wasters, you'll be wasted. I'm praying for somebody here. Every ancient demon, generational power, powers of your household, assigned to waste your destiny, they shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. They shall be disgraced. And any priority slave who is here tonight, the power of God shall deliver you in the name of Jesus. Let your amen roar like thunder. Priority slaves. Some, what they need most is Bible study, or they'll go for prayer meeting. Some need prayer meetings, they go for praise worship. Some need the praise worship, they go for gossiping. So people mix their priorities up. What builds up Christians is not the priority of so many of the modern day Christians. That's why you find so many people, they're not interested in Sunday school. Some even come to Sunday school reading newspapers. Some, all they need is to take their hymn books and sing to the Lord. Such people sometimes don't think singing is important. Some don't even have hymn books. Some even come to the house of God, no Bible. They think that God is a magician. You see, the problem here is not a time problem. I don't have time, no. We all have the same amount of time. It's not a time problem. It's a choice problem. The choices you make determine whether you are running your life or your life is running you. And you do have choices. There is a time to say no. There's a time to say yes. If you say no, why you should say yes? Or yes, why you should say no? The consequences can be grave. Listen and listen to me well tonight. All services are not the same. All tasks are not the same. All commitments are not equal. All responsibilities are not equal. If you are a trader or you are a business person or you have a company, all clients are not equal. All people of personal importance to you, to your life, they are not equal. Yet many people operate as if they all are. You can do 100 things today and get little, if any, result for having done them. Whereas you can do one or two things that can bring big returns. So it's a choice problem, not a time problem. Time is a currency. The use of it is a choice. And that choice will shape your result and shape your life. It's the same 24 hours each day everybody will get. The use differs. If somebody, for example, wants to learn an instrument like the piano or the guitar or whatever, and he spends 8 hours a day practicing on it, of course, it will soon be a lot better than those who don't practice at all. So how you spend your time puts value on what you are spending it on. Priority slaves. We all have different priorities, different goals, and things that we think are important to us. It's possible that somebody's priority now may be to lose weight. Some people is to stay healthy. Some people is promotion. Some is marriage. Some is sex. Some is money. We must know the first, the second, the third, the fourth priority. And it's important to put first things first. It is important to get things in the right order. That scripture says, line upon line, precept upon precept. If you do not get first things first, life does not work out right. And if you try to do certain things in the wrong order, you find yourself in trouble. I pray one more time that all those that the enemy has turned upside down and you are never in the right place at the right time, the power of God shall deliver you tonight. The temptation to do what seems easy or what looks pleasant while living those things we think are hard and tough. That temptation is so much in people's lives. People tend to want to do what is easy and what is pleasant. It's not easy to fast. It's not easy to sit and read the Bible through in 2 weeks. It's not easy to pray for long hours. Most people want to do what is easy and pleasant. But what is tough, hard, people avoid it. This is why so many people waste time on trial and error, trial and error, trial and error, instead of putting first things first. A man gets an equipment. The equipment has instructions. He refused to read the instructions, but switched it on and began to use it. Then the thing explodes in his face. Then he went back to the instruction now to find the warning. That before you plug this into electricity, check that the current is the same thing as the one in your area. Because he did not read the instructions, he has destroyed the equipment. Elijah was by that widow. There was no food. There was famine. And Elijah said, bring me, I prayed you, some oil and a little bread. The man said, oil. Only one portion is left. And after that, we just eat and die. Elijah said, do what I said first. Do it first. It's hard, but do it first. If that lady that day said, wicked, wicked prophet. Wicked prophet. She, can't you hear what I was saying? Me, and my son. I'm a woman, you are a man. That's the only one we have left. And you say we should go and bring it. No. But first things first. God is exactly like that. The psalmist says, I was young, now I'm old. I have not yet seen the righteous being forsaken or his children begging bread. You can tell what a person's priority is by seeing how they spend their time. You can see what somebody's priority is by seeing what gets them excited. You can know what a person's priority is by seeing what they talk about most. That's why the Bible is against worry. Because worry is a warning signal that God is not the first person in your life. Because if God is the first person in your life, you stop worrying. Because being the first person in your life, it will thoroughly sort you out. The Bible says, blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when men shall revile you for my sake. Say, blessed are the poor. Say, blessed are ye when men hate you. Say, blessed are you when men shall cast you out and instead they are serving Jesus. Say, blessed is the man that endureth temptation. Say, blessed is he that watcheth and keepeth his garments clean. Blessed are they which do his commandments. Blessed is the man that feareth the Lord. So blessed is the man that heareth me, watching daily at my gates. All those blessed, 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 blessed people in scripture. One thing stands out in the life of all those blessed, blessed, blessed people. They had priorities. Whereas, in the same Bible, say, woe unto them that rise up early in the morning, that they may follow strong drink. Say, woe unto them that calleth evil good. Say, woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes. Say, woe unto them that seek to hide their counsel from the Lord. Say, woe unto rebellious children. Say, woe unto him that striveth with his maker. Say, woe unto him that buildeth his house with unrighteousness. Say, woe unto them that devise iniquity. Woe unto him that giveth his neighbor drink. Say, woe unto the pastors and the shepherds that destroy and scatter the sheep of the pastures. Say, woe unto you, scribes, Pharisees, hypocrites. All that woe is evidence of misplaced priority. Everyone in scripture that God ever used. They were men and women of priority. I pray once more tonight that if the enemy has rescheduled you, turn your priorities upside down, organize you in order to be wasting your time, and planning for you to be caged by the wasters, the desire of that enemy shall be disgraced. In the name of Jesus. 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 That's why when God comes and is looking for people to use, he's not looking for intelligent men, brilliant men, handsome men who are beautiful women. No. He's using for willing vessels. Willing vessels. So throughout the Bible, in order for God to fulfill his plans on earth, God uses all kinds of people from all walks of life. Men and women of priority who have not placed their priority upside down. Who are not priority slaves. Matthew, who wrote the gospel according to St. Matthew, was a civil servant, a government employee. He became an apostle. Gideon, a common laborer, became a valiant leader of God's people. Jacob, a deceiver, a refugee, whose name became Israel, eventually became the father of the 12 tribes of Israel. They were focused men. Deborah was a housewife who later became a judge. Moses, a stammerer, later became a deliverer because of priority ordering. Jeremiah was a child who fearlessly spoke the word of God. David was a shepherd boy. He became a king. And when David appeared at the field where Goliath was boasting, by the time he would speak for 2 minutes, you could know his priority. Because he hears them say, who is this uncircumcised Philistine? Say, who is this man? And he's talking like this. Defying the armies of the living God. Then David leveled Goliath down to the bear that he was fighting in the bush, to the lion he was tearing. The battle that David fought with the bear in the forest and fought with lion is even stronger than the one he fought with Goliath. Joseph was a prisoner who became a prime minister. A priority man. Esther later became a queen and saved his people. Elijah, a homely man who became a mighty prophet. Joshua, an assistant who became a conqueror. John the Baptist. Now, if you look at him, you think he's a vagabond. But he became the forerunner of Jesus Christ. Then Mary, an unknown virgin, gave birth to the Son of God. How about Paul, a self-righteous persecutor who became the greatest missionary in history and the author of 2/3 of the New Testament? They were people of priority. I ask you once again, what is your priority? The Bible has said there is need for raiment. There is need for food. Say, but seek ye first. Ensure that that kingdom is in your pocket. That kingdom of God is in your pocket. All other things, automatic addition. And I tell you the truth. There is no one who finds that kingdom who suffers. Because the Bible says the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. There are 7 things that priority will do for you. 7 things. 1. Priority will keep you focused on the main thing. Priority will keep you focused on the main thing. 2. Priority is an insecticide against the pests of distraction. Priority is an insecticide against the pest of distraction. So many people are getting distracted, especially young people. They're getting so distracted because they don't have a priority. 3. Priority will keep you in line with your destiny. will keep you in line with your destiny. So that you don't just start doing what you should not be doing. So that the Lord will not assign you to Lagos, but you're on your way to Kutonu. 4. Priority will prevent wasteful efforts. It will prevent wasteful efforts. Let the message of tonight sink into your spirit. 5. Priority will give you ego wings to fly to your place of destiny. Ego wings to fly to your place of destiny. 6. Priority will prevent diversion. Will prevent diversion. And 7. Priority will promote your life. I want to go through that again for the sake of emphasis. Priority will keep you focused on the main thing. You come to church, but you must. What is the main thing bringing you to church? 2. Priority is an insecticide against the pests of distraction. 3. Priority will keep you in line with your destiny. 4. Priority will prevent wasteful efforts. 5. Priority will give you eagle wings to fly to your place of destiny. 6. Priority will prevent diversion. And 7. Priority will promote your life. So it is good to be a student in the school of priority. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. Line upon line. Precept upon precept. There was a school setting and a teacher was asking a question and he asked the student all kinds of one question at a time. The first question was this: how do you cook bush meat? The first person said, sir, I will clean the meat. He said, zero. Second person said, I will boil the meat with water and put onions. Teacher says zero. Third person said, I will cut the animal to pieces. Teacher says zero. Next person said, well, I will kill the animal. The teacher says zero. Next person said, I will get Maggi, I will cut onions, I will cut spices, I will do this, I will do that. The teacher says zero. So the students were not talking again. Teacher now said, the first thing is to catch the animal. It is when you have the animal in your hand that you start cooking. Many years ago, I shared with you the story of a man here. A 70-year-old man arrived at the gate of Hellfire. And when he found out he was at the gate of Hellfire, he queried why he was sent there. He was harassing the angel at the door. This is not the place. He was harassing the people at the door. I'm not supposed to be here. I'm not supposed to be here. And they brought out an analysis of his life. An analysis of his life. He was 70 years old when he died. Sleep. He slept for 23 years. Work. He worked for 16 years. Television watching. 8 years. Eating. 6 years. Travel. 6 years. Leisure. 4.5 years. Sickness. 4 years. Dressing. 2 years. Church attendance. 6 months. So he had spent 32% of his life sleeping. He had spent 23% working. He had spent 11% of his life watching television. And he spent only 0.7% going to church. He said, Mr. Man, you are a priority failure. So that's why you find yourself in Hellfire. Meaning that your priority will determine your destination. Your priority will determine your destination. Many of us still need to learn the practice of selected action. We need to learn the practice of urgent and important. Urgent and important. Urgent and not important. Not urgent, but important. Then not urgent, not important. You need to be able to differentiate. Urgent and important. For example, if fire was burning in the building and at the same time your phone was ringing, urgent and important thing to do is to put out the fire. So you must learn how to operate within what is urgent and important. What is urgent but not important? What is not urgent but important? Or what is not urgent and not important? So we need to learn the practice of selective action. We need to learn the practice of strategic neglect. We need to learn the principle of stubborn focus. And we need to pray, serious prayer, against powers that scatters efforts. We need to pray serious prayers against powers that destroys direction. We need to pray serious prayers against powers that do things the wrong way before coming to the right one. First of all, go and do it wrong. Start doing it right now. So when you take first things first, it reduces complex problems to manageable proportions. So I ask you a question today. What is your top priority in your life? Do you want to be a world changer? If yes, what is your top priority in your life? Do you want to change your world? What is your top priority? Why do you exist? What is your life all about? What are you here for? Oh, you think you're just here, they give birth to you. You went to school, got married, have children, build your house, buy one or two cars, you grow old and die. If that is all you are here to do, then you've come to waste time. What are you here for? Wrong answers to these questions will lead to a crisis. The purpose of life is to live a life of purpose. Principles help people. You need to make a list of what you want to do and prioritize. Make a list of what you want to do and then prioritize. There are people who really need to pray here today. Because you've been getting it wrong since you were a baby. You got your certificate wrong. You got your husband wrong. You got your wife wrong. You got the business wrong. Got the career wrong. You need an overhauling presence of God to move your life forward. I pray once again, anyone who has been caged by the wasters, I command the wasters to release you now. Be released. 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 Be released in the name of Jesus. I was sharing this with them at the youth church. I said that when I was a young person, I had four priorities. Number one, my God. That was priority number one. My priority number one as a young person, my God. Priority number two, my destiny. When I was their age. Priority number three, my career. And then priority number four, my marriage. Those were the four things in that order. In that order. In that order. Not that you are in school. You don't know whether you will pass or you will fail. You're already getting one girl pregnant somewhere. You are drinking gari in the campus. You cannot feed yourself. Now you've gotten the girl pregnant again. Another gari drinker. So poverty plus poverty is becoming poverty. And when we go to check out the house you are living in one room with five other brothers and sisters. And when the devil wanted to promote your father had five wives again. So poverty plus poverty plus poverty raised to the power of 5. Because you lack priority. You lack priority. My God, my destiny, my career, my marriage. All the time while I was in the secondary school, I had no girlfriend. In fact, I don't even want to hear their names, girlfriend. While others were busy running after their girlfriends, I was reading my book that time. All the useless boyfriend and girlfriend of secondary school that most of us followed, where has it led us now? And so I got to this University of Lagos. And when I got in, they considered us as small boys at that time. Because we had men of 42, 37, 38 in my class. So I got my first degree at 21 and a half years old. I was already out of the place. And got my PhD at 27. First things first. So I had a PhD. I had a 3-bedroom flat, plus a boys' quarters, and a car, before I began to talk about marriage. These days now, someone who cannot even feed himself properly will wake up woman and say, God showed me that you are my wife. Confusion upon confusion. There is a time and purpose for everything underneath the sun. For all of us who are here, your greatest priority should be your God. And second one, your destiny. You must even find out that destiny before you begin to marry. If God is your priority, then you must love him above all others. If God is your priority, you must trust him completely. If God is your priority, you must obey him wholeheartedly. If God is your priority, you must focus on fulfilling his purpose. If God is your priority, you must run away from sin. But if it's not, you can be doing what you like with your life. But if it's your priority, a holy God cannot be a friend of an unholy person. This is the problem. So, inability to identify your priorities will demote your destiny. Even when you have money, what is priority? You have a burden in your heart. What is the priority? You want to serve God. What is your priority? Priority bondages, priority failures, priority slavery is a big problem indeed. That's why the Bible says, looking unto Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. This is looking at the pastor. This is looking at the prophet. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. He didn't say, looking at the apostle. After there was one apostle on television with a tall hat, and he was boasting that he had 3 wives before. Now there are 7 in number, and his power is increasing. The Bible didn't say you should look at such people. Looking at Jesus Christ, who is the author and finisher of our faith. The challenge today, examine your priorities. Prioritize your life. And if as a result of wrong priorities, the enemy has wasted your destiny, then get ready for a battle here tonight. Do you want to pursue your divine priority? Then be decisive instead of being indifferent. Decide to be better, no matter your position, instead of being bitter. Decide to be enthusiastic about the things of God instead of being lukewarm. Decide to overcome evil by doing good. Decide to stand out instead of blending into what is not right. Decide to create peace instead of strife. Decide that you want to pursue determination instead of discouragement. Desire more of God than anything else. Accept responsibility, accountability instead of irresponsibility. And then finally, seek God and find God. The Bible says, you shall seek me, you shall see me, when you seek for me with all your heart. So you shall seek for me, You shall see me when you do it wholeheartedly. It is time for you to cry out, my Father, I don't want to be hearing of you by the hearing of the ear. I too want to have a testimony. I want to be able to stand and say, I saw God. Rise up on your feet tonight. Rise up on your feet tonight. All eyes closed. In case you are here tonight, and you are not born again, you have not just surrendered your life to Jesus, do so very quickly now by raising up your right hand and say what I'm going to say after. Say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you now. Lord Jesus, come into my life. Take control of my life. In Jesus' name, amen. All eyes closed. Bow down your heads, beloved. Ask the Lord to forgive you for situations where you have not been your best for the master. For all the misplaced priorities, the misfired aggression. Instead of you to kill sin, you allow the sin to cage you. Instead of you to kill anxiety and worry, you allow them to cage you. Instead of you to kill anger, you allow the anger to control you. Ask him to forgive you. It's important you do this very well because of the prayers you want to go and pray now. Amen. Now, every man and woman are on their own. If your priority is that you want to see God, remember the story of Uzziah. Isaiah said, in the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord. Whatever Uzziah is in your life that is not making you to see the Lord is something that must die. The only Bible solution to Uzziah that blocks heavenly vision is death. These prayers I want you to pray here tonight is not the prayer of gentlemen. It's the violent ticketed by force. Say, my Father! This is my life! Jesus, open your mouth and ask for his appearance. Somebody's connecting heaven here. Somebody's connecting heaven. Continue. Continue, continue, continue. Masata lakaya bo shende rabo kopola bakanta. Ripa sentendeka. Badakatanda karabo sopola ba. Bakapota rika. Ripa sentila katandaka. Makatende sentaya boshe. Something is happening over there. Yes, sir. Receive. The fire, 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 the fire. Jesus' name we pray. Look at this brother. You want to see God. You are standing like a stone. Pray. You're still like a stone. Pray. All right. With a voice as loud as thunder, you will shout this again. God said, I've created wasters to waste. If you allow yourself to be wasted, can you shout this loud and clear? Wasting powers! Wasting powers!
of my father's house.
In the name of Jesus. Refuse to be wasted. Pasatakaya Boshanda. Aha, aha. Yes. Yes. Yes, 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 yes. Mopata sata. In Jesus' name we pray. This particular prayer, if you pray, you lose your voice. It is what it will to possess what you want to say now. Every progress stolen from my life. Can I hear you say that? You said that only once. You now convert it to a machine gun prayer. Come back to me by fire. Can I hear you say that? The way you are saying your own come back to me, it's not aggressive enough. Can I hear you shouting it again? In the name of Jesus. That's right. The progress stolen from my life. Come back to me. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. Come back. In the name of Jesus. Recover the progress in the name of Jesus. Pota sata la kayaba ribala panda kata bakatanda la kayabo shanta. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, we're before you here tonight. A lot of lives have been turned upside down. A lot of lives have lost things they should not lose. A lot of people have been confused right from the womb. Some have been diverted. Destiny stolen away. Virtues captured. Tonight in this place, let your deliverance power begin to operate. In the name of Jesus. Let such people be set free. Let them 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 be set free. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Things are happening here. Whatsoever has been stolen from anyone, any distance stolen from your destiny, any progress stolen from your life, repossess them in the name of Jesus. Repossess them. Repossess them. Repossess them. We possess 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 them. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray.